The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Lishmat, Morzikani Yosef Ben Sara, Maharat Zakarati Yafa Ben Sara, and Lishmat, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Terhem Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Hashem, Moshe Bidina Sara, Batrahad, Edna, Fatan, 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 Kurabal, Bikini, Nasomar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Ein Zain, Amud Lishon, starting at the top line, the new Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah is discussing over here the subject of halalim, which means we know that if a Kohen has a relation with somebody that is forbidden to him, so the offspring is called a halal or a halala, because they are mechulalim from the kedusha of kehuna. For example, a halal is pasul to work in the Beit HaMikdash. Halal also is not muzhar on the metim, which means he can become tamed to a med, and also he's allowed to marry somebody that would be normally pasul to the kehuna. A halal can marry a divorcee, for example. Okay, so that's and a halala would be forbidden to eat teruma, even though our father is a kohen, but once she becomes nihlelet, so she loses her rights to eat teruma. That's the product of a kohen that married somebody that was illegal to him, so the offspring is again called halalim. So now we are discussing over here that situation. Bat halal zakhar. Okay, it means the father was a halal. Now that halal had a child. We're talking about now the next generation. Kohen married somebody that was asur to him. Kohen, let's take a case. Kohen married a divorcee. Child, halal. That child now gets married. Bat halal zakhar, the daughter of a halal zakhar, pesula min hakehuna, also pesula min hakehuna. So it perpetuates. Tap rashi, vedavka nakat kedektani veazil, debat halala shenisit Yisrael keshera. The reverse case would be okay, which means a halala, a girl that marries a regular Yisrael, the child will not be halal. Halal only comes from the father, according to this opinion. Bat halal zakhar. The father was a halal that married, and the child is going to become a halal as well. Pesulam in a kehuna, le'olam. Le'olam means, goes down. The next child, and the next child, and so on and so forth. Now she says, le'olam, bat beno, right, bat bino, from the son, the daughter from the son, that's halala. Ubat ben bino, the grandson, ad sof kol adorot shel halalim zachar ben zachar. So long as the male side, the halal is perpetuating forever. Bat aharon pesula kebat arishon, as she says, the last bat is pesula like the first bat. Okay. But from the girl side, as we'll see, no, that she says in the second line, Aval, bat bito mi Yisrael, which means the daughter is going to be a halala. But if that daughter marries Yisrael, they're ready, she koshes up halalim. Like we learned, mikveh, benot Yisrael, mikveh, lahalalim. If a bat Yisrael marries, now a halal, or bat Yisrael, right? The bat Yisrael keshera, de lo hamira bat halal mehalala, damin bitat shahalal misay keshera lekeuna, which we'll see in the Gemara. So it's only from the boys. That's the point. Halalim is perpetuated from the boys. Let's read that again in the Mishnah. Bat halal zakhar, pesula min hakeuna. So a daughter of a halal zakhar is pesula min hakeuna. Le'olam, Yisrael shenasa halala. To reverse. A Yisrael marries a legal marriage, right? Yisrael marries a halala, bito keshera lekeuna. Okay? That's not the Mikveh Yisrael. That's a different case. This is Yisrael that married a halala. Okay? No problem. What's after the father? So the father is the Yisrael. The mother is a halala. No problem. Kid's okay. Bitu, meaning the daughter. Because the daughter can marry into the kehuna. Halal shenasah bat Yisrael betu pesula. Okay, we saw that already in the beginning of the Mishnah. The halal that marries a bat Yisrael betu pesula. It's the same deen as the first line of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say, what do you have to repeat it for? The kehuna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bat ger zachar. Okay, father is a convert. Kebat halal zakhar. Wow, it's like a bat halal. Therefore, the child is a halala. Daughter of a ger is like a daughter of a halal. Halal zakhar, which is no good. The Bili Ezbin Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasa giyoret. Reverse case. Yisrael married a convertis. Giyoret, bitok yeshena lekehuna. Okay, and that side is okay. The ger shenasa bat Yisrael, also, bitok yeshena lekehuna. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's lenient when it comes to getting. Whether the father's a ger or the mother is a giyoret, the child is kasher for the kehuna. Aval ger shenasa giyoret, if both sides are gerim, then already betopes ula the kehuna. Ehad ger, ehad avadim mishuchrarim, afidu ad asara dorot, ad shete emo miyisrael. Which means in order to break the halalim, you gotta have the mother a Yisrael. Okay? Like we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosei Omer, Af ger shenasa giyoret. Wow, bitok yeshena lekehuna. So he's very lenient. According to Rabbi Yosei, there's no pisulim from gerim at all. Ger marries a ger. First Shita says, whenever you have gerim, it's a problem. Right? Ger zachar kebat halal. That's right? On that side. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Yisrael should have said Giyor, betok Yisrael, the Kehuna, and Ger should have said Bat Yisrael, betok Yisrael. The only time it's Asuk Kodem Eliezer is Ger Ger. And then you have the last Shita that comes along and says, Bi Yosef, even that's Kesher. Ger Ger is Keshera. So you see, we have to see what the Mahloket is between these three opinions. Basically, you have three opinions. The Gaber, the child of a Ger. Is it Kesher, the Kehuna, or not? Three opinions. First opinion is Rabbi Yehuda says ger zachar kebat halal. Okay. Then you have Rabbi Eliezer that says no, only ger ger is a problem. Then you have Rabbi Yosef, even ger ger is okay. Okay, Gemara. Ma'id le'olam. Right. Well, it says over bat halal zachar pesulam in a keuna al le'olam. What does it mean le'olam? So we understood that you have a halal, he gets married. They have a son. The son is a halal. He gets married. The son is a halal. He gets married. The halal just keeps on going down forever. So Gemara says, "Ma'udetem amidi davi amisri ve'adumi." I would have thought that maybe it's like a mitzri that's only of three generations, and it kosher it up, or adumi. Ma'alan hachoshah dorot afkan namil hachoshah dorot kamash ma'alan, that it's not a three generation item. Halalim do not purify it to three generations. It's a perpetuation le'olam. Yisrael shenasa halala. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Yisrael that marries halala is okay. Yisrael that marries halala, the kids are okay. Mina nemile. How do you know that? Amar Rabbi Yohanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon Ne'emar kan ve'lo yehalel zar'o. It says by halalim that a kohen should not mehalel his descendants. Be'amav. Ve'ne'emar le'alan lo yitamme ba'al be'amav. And it also talks about a kohen that cannot be mitamme himself. Just like by the law of Tum'ah, it only applies to the male Kohanim and not the female Kohanim. Afkan Zecharim velo nekebot. So too, when we talk about Halalim, it only applies that the Zachar makes Halalim, but not the Nekeba. Okay, we're making a Mamatzinu from Tum'ah. Just like Tum'ah doesn't apply to Nekebot Kohanim, so too Halalim does not apply. It says, Lo yihalil zar'o. Only the halalim comes from the male side. But if a halala marries Yisrael, the kids are okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela me'ata. Oh, yeah, according to this, you're telling me girls are not affected by halalut? So Gemara gives an example. It's only an example. Vito shel kohen gadol, tishtiri. Let a kohen gadol marry an almana. Are you going to tell me that the daughter is not a halala? You give me a rule now. Daughters are not affected. Girls are not affected by halalut. What are you talking about? You're going to tell me now that if a Kohen Gadol marries illegally, marries an almana, the daughter is going to be okay? So the Gemara says, hold it. Mi ketiv beno? It doesn't say beno becomes mamzer. I mean the halal. Zara'o ketiv, which means zara'o, any of his descendants. Lo yahalel zara'o be'amav. Okay, which means lo yahalel zara'o. So therefore, for sure, first generation halalim. Kohen marries somebody that's illegal, we didn't mean to say that daughters are not affected by halalut. It doesn't say that the sons become halalim. Zara'o. Therefore, for sure, first generation, that girl is a halala. So Gemara says, bat beno tishtiri. Okay. So let at least bat beno. Bat beno meaning the daughter of the daughter should become permissible. So I'm sorry, bat beno, which means you tell me girls, right? So first generation, you want to tell me, huh? Is that all? Okay, so boys, girls are halalim. Bat beno, the daughter from the son should be okay. Because you tell me girls are not in the mix. So even if the girl's from the son, it should be okay. Kibbara says, hold it. Ketiv lo yehalil zar'o. Now what does zar'o teach me? Maki zar'o lo. It compares his children to him. Mahu bito pesula. Aveno bito pesula. Just like legabe him, his daughter is no good. So to legabe zaro, their daughter is no good. So therefore, the daughter from the son will also be illegal. So then the Gemara says, bat bito titzar. All right. So then we should give the daughter from the daughter should be also forbidden. Imken gizra shava mayanila. So what's gizra shava coming to teach you by tumah, which means we have a Gezerah Shiva of Tumah to teach me, halalut does not apply to females. So by process of elimination, we got to figure out which females is this talking about. Is it talking about a regular female? Meaning a Kohen marries illegal. You tell me what, that daughter is not a halala? Can't be. You know, it's a lo yahalel zara'o. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me it means the granddaughter from the son. Granddaughter, son is a halal. So you tell me his daughter is not going to be a halala? Can't be. Because we know law is like zara'o. Just like law, it's him and his child. So too the zara'o, it's him and the child, even if it's a girl. Oh, so what's the, what? Who's exempted from halalut? Must be the granddaughter.
From the daughter.
From the daughter. That means a kohen marries almana, kohen gadol, right, almana. Daughter, no good. Daughter, halala. However, if that daughter gets married, the daughter of that will be kosher. Kosher, no, kosher for keuna. When we say kosher, we're not talking about Jewishness of it. We're kosher for keuna. Ot pa'am. The Kohen marries almana, Kohen Gadol. Illegal. That makes halalut. The daughter is going to be a halala. What does it mean halala? She cannot marry a Kohen. Wait. She marries a Yisrael. She can marry Yisrael. She can marry what she wants. She can marry Yisrael. The daughter from that now is kishira lekeuna. Lekeuna doesn't perpetuate. But just from the son, it perpetuates. And we have all the derashot from to support it. Halal shenasa bat Yisrael bito pesula. Okay. Halal marries a Yisraelit. So the child is pesula. We know that. Halal from the Zecharim. Now that's really the opening line of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah repeats it three lines later. So the Gemara says, Hatane l'resha. We said that already in the opening line. Ba'at halal zakar pesula merkeula. So Gemara says, Le'olam, Aidi detani resha yiseh shenasa halala. Since already when we were saying the next case, we said Yisrael shenasa halala is okay. Tananam yisefa halal shenasa bat Yisrael. As we repeated it, I gave the other case that the Mishnah wanted to say. So it's not a repetition. Matnitin delo kerbi dostai ben Yehuda. Oh, our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Dostai. Now, what did Rabbi Dostai say? Netanya, Rabbi Dostai ben Yehuda omer keshem. שבני ישראל מגווה טהרה לחללות, כך בנות ישראל מגווה טהרה לחללים. Oh, so the Bidostai holds that just like בני ישראל, the Jewish men, are מגווה טהרה לחללות, meaning if a Israel marries a halala, the kid is going to be kosher, כך בנות ישראל, so to Benot Israel, a Jewish girl who marries a halal will kosher the kids. Which, and that's not our Mishnah. Because Amishtai clearly knows if the father's a halal that marries a Bat Yisrael, kid's illegal. But Rabbi Dostai says, no, as long as you have a Yisrael or Yisraelit in the mix, the kid's already purified. Bnei Yisrael mikveh, benot Yisrael mikveh. Okay, now obviously that cannot be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said what? That a halal that marries a Bat Yisrael, the kid is no good. Whereas the Bidostai would say, no, the halal that marries the Israelite koshes up the situation and the kids are kishirim. So matnitin de lo, could it be Dostai? Mike Tamed Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source? Amar kira, lo yehalel zar'o be'amav. When do you have halalim? When the parents are from one nation. Be'amav. Be'am echad hu de'mehal. Which means, Amichad means, where the father's a halal and the mother's a halala. It's one kind. Bishne amimim eno mehal. But if one is the Israelite and one's a halal, or the opposite, so long as you have, that's considered like two nations, or two styles, we'll call it. It doesn't say, lo yahalel zaro be'amimav. It says be'amav. It's master that they have to be equal to create halalim. So long as they're different, meaning there's Yisrael in the mix on top, childs are kishirim. Tanu Rabbanam. We have a brayta. Lo yehalel zar'o. Okay. So the kids become halal. Let's go slow. Let's take a simple case. Kohen Gadol marries almana. Which the kids? Halalim. Whether it's a boy or a girl. Go slow. Correct? Lo yehalel zar'o. So the Gemara says. Lo yehalel zar'o. En li ela zar'o. Hi atzma minayin. What about her? The wife. We're going to learn now that when a lady has bi'ah with a pesulat kehuna, she herself becomes a halala.
Yes.
Not only the kids. That doesn't say that in the Torah. It says, lo yahalel zar'o. We're asking now, how do we know that she becomes a halala as well? So, Amar, kal vachomer. Now, what's enough coming if she becomes a halala? If she becomes a halala, so she cannot now, even though let's say she's almana, she cannot even marry a regular Kohen Ajot. Which means if that Kohen Gadol dies, almana is still permissible to Kohen Ajot. But now she became a halala, because she had a forbidden relation with a Kohen Gadol. Right? Or let's say she's halala, she would not go back to her father's house and eat teruma. So therefore there's ramifications of halalut. So the bi'at isu not only produces halalim, but makes her a halal. How do you know that? So Gemara says, "Amar kav vachomer, ma zaro shelo avar avera mitchalel, he shavra avera, eno din shemitchalelet." Simple kav vachomer. If the kid that didn't make a sin becomes a halal, the kid is just a victim of this. So all the more so, the lady that committed avera with the kohen, certainly she should become mitchalelet from the kehuna. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Who atzmo yochiyah?" The Kohen himself will disprove that theory. Why? Sha'avar avera, ve'en mithalel. Right? Kohen doesn't become a halal. The Kohen, even though he had the relation with the Isur, he doesn't get tainted. So therefore, don't tell me, oh, what do you mean? If the kid, of course she can the mother. That's not so. Because the father doesn't become a halal. Take a look. Ma lehu sheken en mithalel bechol makom. You can't bring a ra'yah from the father. The father never becomes a halal. No matter what he does, it's not shayach, halalut. Tomar bihi shemitchalelet bechol makom. Mashaken the lady the shayach halalut, which means even if let's say a kohen goes with a shifha, he doesn't become a halal. There's no halalut for a man whatsoever. And she says, "Madehu she'en mitchalel bechol makom. Afilu ba'al shifha ba'al zona." Tomar biisha shenepsila bechol makom. She ba'al akuti halal latan mamzer. Which is, if let's say, forget about kuna. If a lady went with a mamzer, she becomes a halala. She's halalut is shayach to the lady. So therefore, don't bring me a ban. For some reason, Torah exempted kohanim from ever becoming halalim through a bi'ah. Mm-hmm. So therefore, leave that. But that's when we go back to the regular kavah omer. And what if the kid that didn't know anything becomes a halal? She that made bi'at isur, she's the one that made the isur, certainly. Oh, what about the man? Leave the man. Man never becomes a halal through a bi'ah. Kohen never becomes a halal through a bi'ah. But ladies do. You see in other cases, for example, by mamzeru and stuff like that. So now come to Gemara and says, V'im nafjecha lomar, and if you have a problem with the Kal V'Chomer for whatever reason, we don't know what your problem is, but if you're going to have a problem, I'll bring you a pasuk to prove it that she becomes a halala. How? Amar kera lo yehalel zar'o. Lo yehulal. Read it, lo yehulal, which means, Ze shaya kasher v'nithalel. The pasuk is coming to tell me who becomes a halal. Somebody that started off kasher, lo yehulal, do not make yourself a halala. The kid, they cannot be talking about the kid if you learn like that. Because the kid is born bepisul. The lady went into the marriage, she's almana, she's kasherah, she's not a halala. Lo yehulal, the one that's kasher, do not make a halala. So therefore you see it's referring to the lady. Now for some reason, the Kal V'Chomer was broken, because the Gemara says, "V'im nafshecha." If you want to break the cover, but it doesn't tell me how you broke it. So the Gemara asks, "My im nafshecha lomar?" What's this im nafshecha lomar that you therefore had to support it by a pasuk? V'chi tema ikal mifrach. Because maybe you want to break the cover home and say, "Ma lizaro shechen yitzirato ba'avera." Right. I'll tell you, the child is different. You know why a child becomes a halal? Because he's born ba'avera, which means he never had a second of Kasrut. Tomad by the lady that she was kashera, maybe halalut doesn't affect her. Amar kera lo yehalel lo yehulal ze shaya kashiv nithalel. That's why I have the pasuk. So therefore, ultimately, the lady becomes a halala as well through the bi'at. Isutaru rabbanan ezwi halala kol shenolda mina pesulim. Oh, what is halala? Anybody that was born from pesulim. So the Gemara says, "My pesulim." What do you mean? Somebody born for pesulim? Idima pesulim lo, which means a regular Israel that marries a pesul. You tell me that makes halalim. Harem mazir gerushato. Okay, is a guy allowed to take back his divorced wife, Israel? He is allowed. Let's say she got married to somebody else. Is he allowed to take her back? No, it's a lo ta'aseh. So now a regular Israel marries a pesul, marries a mazir. He takes back his gerusha after she got married. The pesula lo ubaneya kesherim, but we know that the children are not considered halalim. So that statement that anybody that marries a psul has halalim is not so, because we know mazir gerushato is isur if she went with somebody and the children are not psul. How do we know? Dichtid to'evahi says if he takes back his gerusha, it's a disgusting thing. To'evahi. So the Gemara says he to'eva ve'en baneya to'avim. Yeah, she's a tu'iva, but the kids are not tu'avim. So therefore, that cannot be the statement. Halalim do not come from Israel that married the Isur. So what's the case? Amar Rav Yehuda, haki kamar. Ezui halala, kol shenolda min psul kehuna. That it was born from psul kehuna. A kohen married a gerusha. From that relation with psul keuna is going to produce halalim. The Gemara says nolda in lo nolda lo. What? Only if it's born. Why? What's the problem? Hare almana ugrusha zona de lo nolda vekahadia halala. Correct. Which means an almana that goes with a kohen gadol, she becomes a halala immediately with the bi'ah, even without children. So what are you telling me? Kol shen nolda. Doesn't have to be nolda. Once an almana has a relation with a kohen gadol, she's halala already. So that statement doesn't work out either. Doesn't have to be nolda. Understand? So Gemara says, Amar abahachi kamar. Ezu halala muskeret. What's the halala that the Torah refers to? Muskeret, shelo haya la sha'at kosher klal, that never even had a moment of kashrut. Kol shenolda min psul keuna. Anybody that was created, not only the girls, anybody that was created from psul keuna, which means any lady. Almanat to kohen gadol. Take the simple case. Almanat is forbidden to kohen gadol? So what, give me a case that is muskeret in the Torah, that you have a halala or a halal that never had a moment of kashrut. That can only be about the children. So somebody with a kohen married illegally, so the child is a halal from the Torah. Now, my muskeret, what do you mean muskeret? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Nachi kamar. Ezui halala she'ikara b'divrei Torah, ve'en tzadikim nefaresh b'divrei sofrim. We don't got to talk about Devarei Sofrim. Devarei Sofrim means not Midrabanan, means from a Kal Vachomer. Which means, we learned the lady's psul from a Kal Vachomer. What's the Torah explicit? Halal. Lo yahalel zar'o. That's talking about a Kohen that marries illegal. That the kid's going to be Pesul min Torah. Now, the mother's also Pesul min Torah. But that's not explicit. That's why we need Kal Vachomer. Oh, if the kid's going to be no good, he don't have it. Kal Vachomer, the mother. That's not muskeret. We want to watch the classic case of muskeret in the Torah that the kids halam from birth. That's no dam pesul keuna. Kosh no dam pesul keuna. Continues. Tanu rabbanan almana almana almana. Eno chayav ela achat girusha girusha girusha. Eno chayav ela achat. What about a kohen? He goes with an almana, almana, almana. She's three times an almana. We don't know how you become three times an almana. The Gemara will explain. He's only chayav, one love. Girusha, girusha, girusha. If she's a girusha three times over, eno chayav, ela achat. If he goes with another kohen, he's only chayav, one. Almana, ugrusha, vachalala, zona. If she's all four of these items, she's a widow, she's a divorcee, she's a halala, she's a zona, bizman, shem, keseder. If it's in this order, she became these four items, meaning first she was a almana, then she became a gerusha, then she became a halala, then a zona. Hayav al kol achat v'achat. So then the kohen that goes with us, hayav four esurim. Zinta, but if she became a zona, vinit halala, then became a halala, vinit garisha, vinit almana, which means it is out of order. So this is the braita. The Gemara has to explain each case individually. So comes the Gemara and begins. Amar mor almana, almana, almana. She's three times an almana. Enu chayav ela achat. If the kohen, obviously we're talking about over here, a kohen gadol. Because the Kohen Ejot is mutar ba'almana. So my Kohen Gadol goes with an almana that's three times almana, it's only chayav once. Hay almana hechidame. What's the case? Ilema sheba'al almanat Reuben, ve'al almanat Shimon, ve'al almanat Levi. If we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, that had to be out with three different almanot, the almana of Reuben, the almana of Shimon, the almana of Levi, am I enu chayav elachat? Why should they only be chayav one? Hare gufin muhlakin. Which means the three widows are separate entities, and they're from three different men. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. There's no she'ela that for sure in that case she's going. The kohen is going to be chayav three. Ela sheba al almana achat shalosh bi'ot. Oh, must be talking about where he had three bi'as with one almana. Hechidame. Idelo atrube. If they didn't give him a warning, which means to be chayav, you got to have a hatra'a. So if they didn't warn him, so pshita de eno chayav ela achat. Madai, of course it's only be chayav one. Because the law is that you only get isur of malkut and punished if you got a hatra'a before. So madai, you don't got to tell me a case of a guy committed three averot, but he only got one warning. Of course it's only chayav one. Ela de atrube akol hadav echadam. So it must be the case of talking about where they warned him before each bi'ah. Am I eno chayav ela achat? So then why is he chayav only one? He should be chayav three again. Which means if every bi'ah, he got a warning, hey, you're a kohen, kohen gadol, asur la'asot davar zeh. And he went with it, so there should be a chayav. How do we know that? Because we learned in Masechet Nazir. Nazir shaya shotei yayin kol hayom kulo, a nazir that's forbidden to drink wine. He was drinking wine the whole day long, enu chayav ela achat. He's only chayav one isur. Amru lo, al tishte, they keep on warning him, don't drink, don't drink. Ru shotei, chayav al kol achat. They are hot. So the same thing over here. If they warn the Kohen for each bi'ah with this almana, he should be chayav. Three. Lo tzericha sheba al almenat Reuven, shaita almenat Shimon, shaita almenat Levi. So about one lady, one bi'ah, but she was an almana three times. Three times over. She first was used the almana of Levi. Reuven. Reuven died. She then married Shimon. Then Shimon died. She became the almana of now Shimon as well. Shimon died. Now she became the almana of Levi, the third husband. Now she went with a kohen. So you would have thought, you would have thought that what? Since she is a almana of three different men, so you would have thought that what? The kohen should be hayab three times. Kamash malam, gufim, muhlakim, ba'in. And you need three different ladies. Yeah. And therefore, the same lady, just because she's almana three times over, Fideka, you don't have it, therefore you're only going to be Hayav once. So you had one Bi'ah with a lady that's an Almana three times over. Gemara says, Almana Ugrusha. Okay, so she's all four. She's almana, she's a widow. Then she got married again, she got divorced. Then she became a halala. And then she became a zona. So Yomara says, Hi, Tana, my kasabaru. What is this Tana that you're going to tell me? She's hayab. He's hayab all. He's hayab four. Yomara says, I kasabar isur halal isur. Now there's a concept called isur halal isur, which means even though something is forbidden already, if another isur comes on it, you're hayav for two things. And if another isur is tacked onto it again, you're hayav a third thing. That's called isur halal isur. There's some opinions that say, no, once something is asur, there's no tacking on extra isurim. So if this opinion holds isur halal isur, ibkan nameh. He should hold even the opposite. Who cares what the order of the isurim are?
Right.
Bottom line, you have the white kif, she became an almana first, or gerusha for, who cares? The point is she has four isurim on her. Now, the ikasabar in isur halal isur, if you hold that, no, once already something is isur, you can't tack on. So afilu kesedera zenamelo. Even if in order, you shouldn't be hayav, only one. So what's the logic? Because amar abba haytana isur halal isur lete. He does know the isur al halal isur, but he holds isur mosif itle. There's a new concept called isur mosif, which means if something is asur, and then you tack on another isur that doesn't make it, that doesn't add anything, it's just another isur in isur halal isur. The guy's only be hayav one, but if the next isur has more ramifications, that's considered isur mosif. And if the third isur even has more ramifications, so you do tack it on. That's called isur mosif al isur. We'll see now. The Gemara is going to show us how if you follow the order of the Gemara. That the Gemara said, Almana, Girusha, Halala, Zona, each time you tack on another Isur, it's expanding. The Isur becomes much more broader. How? The Gemara says, Almana, Asura, Lekohen Gadol. Visharia, Lekohen Ejot. Good. So the first thing, she became Almana. Almana is limited. Almana is only Asura to Kohen Gadol, but permissible to Kohen, Ejot. Okay, Havia, La, Girusha. Now what? She got divorced. Once she gets divorced already, now it expands. Now the isur is migu de itosef le isur al gabe kohen idiot. Now already once you tell me she has an expansion isur al gabe kohen idiot, itosef la isur al gabe kohen gadol. So now the kohen gadol that goes with an almana and gerusha, it's isur mosif because the gerusha it didn't affect the kohen gadol because the kohen gadol anyway was asurah to this lady once already she was an almana. But since this lady now has more isurim the gabe the gerusha and she cannot go with a kohen idiot, isur mosif. So now he's hayav to the kohen gadol. Ve'adai in sharia lemechad betruma. But still an almana or a gerusha can still eat teruma. For example, let's say she's a bat kohen. A bat kohen that becomes divorced. She goes back to her father's house and eats teruma. Or she becomes a widow. She goes back to her father's house and eats teruma. So almana and gerusha are still in the teruma ability of eating teruma. Also comes the Gemara and says, Havyala halala. Oh, now once she becomes a halala, which means she had a bi'at isur with, let's say, kohen. So migu di itosif isura lemechad betruma nashkral itruma anymore. Now itosaf isura legabe kohen gadol. So that was isur mosif. So far she's three things. What happened? She's alma. She married to some guy. She became almana. Good. She got married to another guy. She became a girusha. So far, if she's a bat kohen, she's permissible to itruma. Now she marries, let's say, a kohen idiot. Oh, marries a kohen idiot, she's divorcee. Now she becomes a halala. Now she's forbidden to eat teruma even. Now she went with a kohen gadol. So far she has three things on her. She's almana, gerusha, halala. So the Gemara says, Ela zona, mai isur, mosif itba. Which is at that point already, when she commits zdut, what is it adding? Which means she's forbidden already to kohen idiot. She's forbidden already to a kohen gadol already. Teruma, she can't eat. Correct. So the znut that she committed, what extra item does it? She's not asura to Yisrael. But that's the mosif. In another case, znut affects even Yisrael. Meaning, Amar avchana barav katinahu il v'shem znut posel b'Yisrael. Shem znut, which means if she was married to Yisrael and she committed znut, she become forbidden to her husband. So therefore, since Znut has an extra added feature, Ligabe Yisrael, even though it doesn't add anything to the Kohanim situation, but Shem Znut, in the Znut itself, It shayachtem mosif legabe Yisraelim. Now this Kohen Gadol is going to get four Isunim in that order. Because each item was mosif on the item before it. Tanak kamed Rav Sheshat. Okay, now we have another rule from Rav Sheshat. Interesting rule. Kol shehu biyikach, harehu belo yikach. There's two laws in the Torah. There's one law, the yikach law. What's the yikach law? Vehu isha b'ptureha yikach. Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to marry a betula. The Torah says yikach. There's another law, lo yikach. There's certain ladies, obviously, that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry. Almana, gerusha, halala, zona. So the Gemara now, in the name of Rav Sheshat, makes a rule. Whichever lady he's allowed to take as a betula, so if that similar style lady would be an almana, gerusha, halala, zona, he transgress lo yikach. Which means, if she's suitable for yikach, she would also be unfit if she was one of the other four. Kol she'eno biyikach, but any girl that's a betula, but anyway he can't take her, which means she's not suitable for him because she's asura. Anyway, for example, his sister, even if she's a betula, she's not in the parasha yikach, because anyway a guy can't marry his sister. So if his sister would also be a divorcee, eno belo yikach, so he would not get the isur of divorcee. And if he went with the Kohen Gadol, went with his sister, since she's not in the parasha of Yikach, so he's not going to get the Isur of Girusha or Almana. Masha'ikin, a regular lady that he could marry as a betula, if she was Almana, he'd get the Isur of Almana. Give me an example. Prat, the Kohen Gadol Sheba al Achoto Almana. A Kohen Gadol that went with his sister that happened to be an Almana. Is she be Yikach? No, you weren't able to take this girl. She's your sister anyway. She's a surah ve'omedet. So therefore, if she was an almana, you went with her. So you'd only get the surah of achoto, and the almana you would not get. Amar le. So amar le. The amar lachmani. Who holds like that? Rabbi Shimoni. Must be going to Rabbi Shimon. The amar in isur hal al isur. Right. Must be this opinion of the shita that says that once you have something that's isur, like achoto, you don't tack on another isur of almana, for example. Where do you see the Bishimon holds like that? The Tanya. The Bishimon omer, ha'ochel nevela biyom kippurim. Okay, a guy went, he ate not kosher on Kippur. You got two isurim over there. Number one, you have the isur of nevela, and you have the isur of karet, of eating on Yom Kippur. So it says patur. The Bishimon says you patur. Patur from the karet. Why? Because it's asur already. You weren't able to eat this on a Monday either, nevela. So therefore, we don't tack on the isur of Kippur. The rabbah, the ira banan, that's the Mishimon's opinion. The ira banan, ha amre isur hal al isur. But the rabbis hold, in that case, when a guy ate nevelah and Kippur, you get both. So therefore, back to the story of an almana that marries, a Kohen Gadol that marries his sister, who's almana, must be going to be Shimon. It says you only get one, because of any isur hal al isur, because the rabbis hold you would get two. Afilu tema rabbanan. I can even say that the rabbis will agree in this case. Why? Ki amri rabbanan isur halal isur. When did the rabbis say you get two isurim? Hani midi isur hamur al isur kal. Which means when you're tacking on a strict isur. For example, you ate nevela, that's considered kal legabe kippur. So when the tack on is a isur hamur like kippur, you'll get twice. Aval isur kal al isur hamur lo chayil. But to tack on almana on your sister already is isur hamur. We're not going to tack on isur kal on isur hamur. Because even the rabbis will agree when it comes to the case of the sister almana. That's one way of learning. Ika de amri, I could say another way. Hamani, who's the author of the sister case with the sister almana? The banani. We're going straight. It's the rabbis. The amri isur hal al isur. Vehi amri rabbanan isur hal al isur animili isur hamur al isur kal. Tacking on Kippur to nevera. Aval isur kal al isur hamur. But the tack on almanat achoto no chayil. The ir of Bishimon, it can't be the Bishimon. Because going to the Bishimon, hashta isur hamur al isur kal no chayil. He doesn't tack on Kippur. Isur kal al isur hamur mebaya. You're going to tell me that he's going to tack on Almanah to Achotot? It cannot be Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says not so fast. Maybe it's different. Ma'u detema. So I would have thought Isur Kehuna Shani. Maybe Isur Kehuna is different. Maybe we're strict by the Kehuna, and if I'll tack on even Almanah, Kamash Ma'alan, no. That Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't tack on Kippur, he's not tacking on Almanah. And don't tell me that Kohanim are different, and therefore the statement must be going Dafka like the rabbis. And the rabbis that don't tack on, the one that the rabbis tack on, that's only when it's Yisur Hamur. But Yisukah, they're not going to Amar Lirapapa Labaye. Oh, Yisrael Haba Al Achoto. Regular Yisrael goes with his sister. Now we know that according to the Torah, a person goes with his sister, it's Isur Karet. So the deen is Zona Mashvila. She becomes now Zona. That makes Znut. Any relation that brings a Karet makes the girl a Zona. Nafka Mina, she cannot marry now a Kohen. Because Kohen is Asur, Bezona. Halala Mashvila or Lo Mashvila. The question is, when Yisrael has a forbidden relation, does the child become a halala? Now again, we are analyzing it from scratch now. We know the answer. The answer is going to be, halala can only come from Isur Kehuna. But stam, a guy makes Isur, Yisrael marries Isur, his sister, the child, we know halakhically, no, it's not going to be, be considered mamzer.
It's mamzer.
It's considered mamzer. Isur halala is forbidden to Kehuna midin halala. So the Gemara wants to know, is it become halalim, or, I'm sorry, does it become halalim or not? So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, Zona Mashvila, start with that. Zona Mashvila, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before they get wide. Pshita le de Zona Mashvila. No question, she becomes Zona. Deha nivala be'ida psul. Ve'asura le kohen mishum Zona. Elaha me ba'yali. Halala mi Mashvila. Lilkot kohen ale mishum halala. Which means, if the kohen goes with her, is she going to get another isud of also halala? Which is besides the makot, they're giving him already for zonah. The question is, are they going to give him another set of makot because of halalut? So Gemara says, "Mi amrinan kal vachomer." I can make a kal vachomer and say what? Mechive lavin have ya halala. Mechive kiritut lo kol sheken. Which means when a kohen goes with isur lav, a kohen goes with a girusha with the isur lo taaseh. If from a lo ta'aseh only, it can bring halala, certainly karet, which is more strict, should bring halalim. Or dilma, or maybe I could say, in halala ela mi'isur kehuna. Or maybe I'll tell you, no, halalut only comes from forbidden relations between kohanim. Amar le, in halala ela mi'isur kehuna bilvad, rule. Which means halalim can only come from a forbidden relation of kohanim. Kohen marries a divorcee, a kohen gadol marries an almana, and things like that. But if Yisrael marries illegal, the kid does not have a status of a halal. I don't know if it was the gebe, the wife. The guy goes with his sister, she becomes a zona. The question is, does she also become a halala? So the Gemara said, what do you mean? If you're telling me Isur Lav makes a halala, meaning if a Kohen goes with a divorcee, the divorcee becomes a halala. So certainly Isur Karet should make the girl a halala. Gemara says, no. Halalim only comes from Pesul Keona, doesn't come from Pesul Yisrael. Comes the Gemara and says, Amarava, Minaha Milta, Damura Banam. Where do we notice from the rabbi said, En halala ilam Isur Keona? How do you know it's only from Isur Keona? The Tanya. Lo yomar girusha b'kohen gadol. It didn't have to tell me that a kohen gadol is forbidden with a girusha. Why did it have to tell me that? V'titi b'kal v'chomer m'kohen idiot. I could have learned it from a kal v'chomer. V'ana amina. Hashta l'kohen idiot asura. L'kohen gadol m'ba'ya. Did you tell me that a girusha is forbidden to kohen idiot? You have to tell me it's asura to kohen gadol. Lama ne'emra. Oh, so why then indeed did it have to tell me in the Torah that Kohen Gadol is Asura beGerusha, Keshem Shahaluka, Girusha Mezona, Vahalala beKohen Idiot, just like Girusha is Haluka. We'll see what that means. Negabe Kohen Idiot, between a Zona and a Halala, beKohen Idiot, Kach, Haluka beKohen Gadol. so too, it's a separate Isur b'Kohen Gadol. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, first wide line, Keshem shehaluka gerusha mezuna v'halala ha'amorot etzel Kohen Ediot, shehed la lav la'atzma. By Kohen Ediot, gerusha is a separate lav, v'isha gerusha me'isha lo yikahu. Lelamitka, to teach me, she'im zona v'halala u'grushai, dokar alef mishum gerusha. I mean, just like Kohen Ediot, if she's a few things, he'll get a makot to the Girusha. So to Kohen Gadol, if one of the things besides Almana, whatever, she's also a Girusha, he'll get a separate lashes for Girusha. That's why you have to tell it to me. So the Gemara says, Peshita, Nigra Gara. What? She's worse because, which means, I would think what? Just because it's Kohen Gadol, I would think that maybe he doesn't get makut for Girusha. If you tell me Kohen Ediot gets makut, because she can't pay Kohen Gadol. So we're back to the same question. Don't tell me the Hadush, tell me that it's a separate entity that you get Malkut for it if she was something else. What? Just because she's a Kohen Gadol, he's worse? Adrabba. So we're back to the same question. Why did you have to tell me Girusha by Kohen Gadol? With Chavra, we should make a Kavahomer from Kohen Ediot. Ela, Keshem Shehaluka, Girusha, Mizona V'Halola B'Kohen Ediot. Shehaluka, Girusha, Mizona V'Halala B'Kohen Ediot. Just like Girushin. She's a Girusha, it's separate from a Zonah and a Halala. We'll see what that means by Kohen Ediot. Kach Almana Haluka Megirusha. Right, so to an Almana is going to be separate Haluka Megirusha, the Halala Zonah, the Kohen Gadol. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, third line, Kach Haluka Almana Megirusha. She'im haita almana ugrusha v'chalala zona. She was all four things. Hayav al kol achat v'achat. V'hai dinakad tana lifloge almana lechude. V'lo itzarik lifloge halala mezona. Mishum de halala de mochleket mezona. Mekoen ediot. Kim lan de galeb begrusha. V'adin b'chalala. Bal almana de itosfa b'choen gadol. V'lo matzinu bashnit nishenit halka. Let's go slow. Which means, the first answer of the Gemara was what? I would have said what? Kavachomer. So the Gemara answered, Keshem shalga gerusha mizona v'halala. Just like to tack on gerusha by Kohen Ediot, even though she's a zona and a halala, so too I would tack it on, that first answer. I would tack it on gerusha to halala, zona to Kohen Gadol. What is it worse? Just because he's a Kohen Gadol, well, I wouldn't think you'd tack it on. So give us a change that, scratch that, and say it like this. Say, Keshem Girusha Mizona B'Hala B'Kohen Ediot. Just like Girushin is separate, he'll get a separate Makut for Girusha by Kohen Ediot. Here's the key now. Kach Almana. Oh, if she's an Almana, which is forbidden already to a Kohen Gadol, which is only forbidden to Kohen Gadol. That's something that they don't share in common. So I would have thought maybe she's both. Maybe the Kohen Gadol doesn't get two items. If a Kohen Ediot gets two items on the other stuff, Vadai Kohen Gadol. But this is an item that's exclusively to a Kohen Gadol. So I would have thought maybe you don't tack on the Girusha. That's why it comes and tells me. Good. So comes.
It still says Girusha by Kohen Gadol.
Good. So that's why.
So the Almana?
Yes. They come and tell me that when she's a Girusha and an Almana, so you're going to get two items. Because I wouldn't have known that from Kohen Ediot. Because there's no almana by Kohen Ediot. So comes the Gemara and says, Halala lama ne'emra. Oh, so then what's the reason why you have to tell me Halala legabe Kohen Gadol? Because already I know Halala by Kohen Ediot. So make the same kavachomer. If Halala is forbidden by Kohen Ediot, certainly to be forbidden by Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says to teach me, En Halala ela mi'isur keuna. That's the Kiddush. To teach me that Halalim only become from Keuna, it's to Keuna Gerashi. Halala lama ne'emra, hare asura Kohen Ediot. It's asura ve'et Kohen Ediot. Loma lecha en halala ela mi'isukra mikra yitirat darshinan. The fact that it repeated halala by Kohen Gadol is to teach me that it's only going to come from Kohanim, da'ay, da'adar, kadva, la'achi kadva. Lomar, shetilmad misedra amur. Learn from the order. Halala achar almana, it says almana, ugrusha. Then it says, V'halala. Why? She'en issurim noik ela b'kohanim. which means almana is a kohen item, correct? Almana is a kohen item, yes. Girusha is a kohen item, yes.
Yes.
Halala is written next. To teach me, it's like almana and girusha. That is specifically a kohen item. Just like almana only affects kohanim, and girusha only affects the order of the pasuk. Almana, ugrusha, v'halala. The reason why I put zonah, because zonah affects even Yisraelim. Mm-hmm. So the order of the pasuk, where it's slotted in halalut, is to teach me that it is a kohen situation. He says, she'en isuran noheg ela b'kohanim, velo kadba achar zonah. Because if it would have said Isha, Almana, Girusha, Zona, the Halala, then I would say maybe it's like Zona. That applies even outside of Kahanut. So from the position that I put Halala next to Almana, Girusha, Super Israel. Very good. Good. But now I want to read that Rashi above. I got to read that Rashi above. We breeze through it, but we got to read it slowly now. So that we proved that point, by the way. Point proved that what? Halala is only from Isur Kohen. Now look at this here. The reason why you need to tell me Almana, the reason why you need to tell me Girusha, is because I would have thought that maybe if the Kohen Gadol goes with Almana is also a Girusha, maybe he's only Hayav. One, Kavash Malan, Girusha by Kohen Otam is Hayav. Two, not only for the Almanut, but also from the Girshut. Now read that Rashi. Kak Haluka Almana mi Girusha. Shimaita Almana u Girusha. Now, the Gemara says, happens to be, she's also a Halala de Zona. It's everything. Hayav kol ahad behad. Now, Bahai de Nakat Tana, Velifloge Almana lechude. The Gemara teach me that what? That Almana is separate. Why don't you tell me also that halala is a separate? I mean, why are you taking for granted that halala is separate? Which is your hadush is that which is almana and a girusha, you're going to get two. That did you almana is separate from girusha. Why didn't the Gemara need to prove to me that halala is also separate from zona? Mishum de halala de muhleket mizona mekoen idiot. We know that already from a kohen idiot. De kim lan de galeb begirusha. V'uadim b'halala. She's halala already, we know from a kohen hejot that it's separate. So I didn't need to teach you. The only thing I don't know is almana, because it doesn't say almana by kohen hejot. So therefore the fact that it said girusha again, to teach me girusha and almana are separate entities, but halala and zona are suda also for a regular kohen hejot. So if I know they're separate already. Good, that's what she was saying. Continue the Gemara. Two lines on the bottom. Oh, ne'emar kan zona. It says by kohen hejot. He's forbidden to go with a zona. V'ne'emar lehalan, zona. Actually, the first one is Kohen Gadol, the second one is Kohen Ejot. Okay? Makan zar'o chulin, aflalan zar'o chulin. Teach me the kids, that just like it says, v'lo yahalil zar'o, that means if a Kohen Gadol went with a zona. What is zona? Zona either is a girl that went with a goya. A girl went with a goy. Or the girl went with some, it's hayav karet. Went with a brother. Okay? She becomes zona. That's zona according to the Torah. The Rambam actually gives four different definitions, but that's one of them. She went with a sud karet. Or went with a goy. So that makes her a zona. Now if she goes with a kohen gadol, those kids become halalim. Or if the zona goes with a kohen idiot, those kids become halalim. Good. Amar Rav Asher, so Rav Asher finalizes and says, Hil Kach, which means once you're telling me that halalut only comes from Isur Kehuna, Hil Kach, Kohen Haba al Achoto, a Kohen that went with his sister, Zona Mashvila. So the sister now turns into a Zona. The sister itself, because the sister, halala lo mashvila, but it does not make the sister a halala. Halala is in the children, which means doesn't make the, you're not going to make the girl herself. Which means it has to be from. So look at Rashi. Zona mashvila, top line. Zona mashvila lilkot kohen haba aleha od. I mean, the next Kohen that goes with her, which means now she's already a Zona. The first guy that goes with her is a sister. Now you turn this sister into a Zona, and if she goes with somebody else, now she's considered a Zona.
Good. Mishum zona, shadid nifala be'ilat znut. Misula, good. Next Rashi. Halala lo mashvila. Ve'en kohen sheni haba alea loke mishum halala.
Right.
But the second kohen that goes with her is not going to get isur of halala.
She's not a halala.
Right, she's not a halala. Which means the... right, which means the prohibition against gravitating with a zonah applies only to kohanim. Therefore, if a zonah is with a kohen, she becomes a halala. Amen.